This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, October 11th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. All of our new video content is at Rumble. You can find it there at rumble.com/SkywatchTV. But if you want to make sure you never miss any of our new video content, bookmark our website. Even after we got kicked off YouTube, all of our video content was still there at the website, skywatchtv.com, skywatchtv.com, or better yet, take advantage of the extra bonus material you get with our free mobile app. I'll tell you about that before the end of the program. Topic number five today, China. Things are heating up in the South China Sea, and the Chinese are starting to feel their oats. And there are some military observers who believe that if push came to shove over Taiwan, the United States military would not be able to defend Taiwan, even if we choose to do so, and I'm not sure that we will. Several items to relate to you. First, 11 American sailors were hurt when one of our nuclear attack submarines collided with an unknown object in the South China Sea. This happened a week ago Sunday, the Navy finally making this known toward the end of last week. The USS Connecticut collided with something. Navy says it's in stable condition. Its nuclear plant was not damaged, thankfully. All the injuries were minor. The boat arrived Saturday at Guam for repairs. Now, 3 weeks ago, speaking of Guam, the top editor for the Global Times, which is a newspaper published in Chinese and in English, and it's seen as a platform for China's military establishment, tweeted out this, quote, "Hopefully, when Chinese warships pass through the Caribbean Sea, or show up near Hawaii and Guam one day, the U.S. will uphold the same standard of freedom of navigation. That day will come soon," end quote. Again, coming from the top editor of the newspaper that is sort of the semi-official news division of China's military establishment, this is seen as a threat. American warships have been sailing through the South China Sea inside what's called the Nine Dash Line. You can kind of see it on the map here. That's the area that China claims as its territorial waters. It's contested by Vietnam, Malaysia, the Philippines, and, of course, Taiwan. Taiwan falling inside what China claims as its territorial waters because China believes that Taiwan is still part of China. China's military establishment say, by the way, that they believe China will have the ability to invade and take the island by 2025. They probably already have the capability of doing it. The question is, at what cost? Now, in related news, two American F-35 stealth fighters practiced takeoffs and landings from Japan's largest warship, that is. Japan's largest warship, the Izumo, which is normally a helicopter carrier. Its deck is being lengthened to accommodate the stealth jets. These flights took place on Sunday, with Japan's Ministry of Defense tweeting out video and photos of this. Japan is buying the F-35. The significance of this is that this is the first time since World War II that fixed-wing aircraft took off and landed on a Japanese warship. The first time since World War II. Marine Corps Commandant General David Berger said that we're not going on deployment, but we're actually going to fly U.S. Marine Corps F-35s off of a Japanese ship, end quote. Japan and China have a very long history, antagonistic history. This is significant. And finally, small units of Taiwan's ground forces, military ground force units, have been trained by U.S. special operations teams and a contingent of Marines. Now, this was being done secretly until the Wall Street Journal published this at the end of last week. Some two dozen members of U.S. special operations and support troops, plus a Marine unit, have been conducting the training to strengthen Taiwan's defenses in light of the increased aggression coming from China. White House and Pentagon officials did not comment on the deployment. China's foreign ministry urged the U.S. to stop sending military aid to Taiwan. Quote, "China will take all necessary steps to protect its sovereignty and territorial integrity," end quote. War is probably coming between China and Taiwan. The question is, who else gets involved in that? Topic number four today, Pfizer. Nearly 3 weeks after Pfizer and its partner BioNTech released data claiming to show that the COVID vaccine is safe and effective for children between the ages of 5 and 11, it's now requested the FDA approve the jab on an emergency use basis for children in that age group. According to the New York Times, if the FDA grants this approval, it would make available 28 million more Americans, all young children, for the vaccine. The FDA has promised Pfizer it will move quickly on this request. A meeting has been tentatively scheduled for October 26th to discuss the safety of the vaccine for young children. And now that California has become the first state to require that children be vaccinated to attend school, private or public. The FDA's approval could prompt similar moves in other states. Now, about 1 in 6 Americans infected with COVID is under the age of 18, but even the New York Times acknowledges that children very rarely get ill from COVID. The survivability rate for children under 18 is above 99.9%. Pfizer's submission to the FDA coincides with the release of new study data, which confirms that the protection offered by the Pfizer jab begins to fade after just a couple of months. This being reported by CIDRAP, which is the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. In other words, not a right-wing conspiracy anti-vax website. They report, and I quote now, vaccine effectiveness against infection with SARS-CoV-2 and all variants, including Alpha, Beta, and Delta, gradually waned after 1 month, with the decline accelerating after month 4 to only about 20% after 5 to 7 months after the second dose, regardless of age group. Now, this is based on two new large real-world studies published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Again, not a right-wing conspiracy anti-vax website. Peer-reviewed. New England Journal of Medicine shows that the vaccine protection drops, again, to about 20% after about 5 or 7 months. This was done in Qatar, and a second study done over 6 months in Israel. So again, they're not even trying to claim that it provides immunity, which was the standard understanding of what a vaccine was until September 1st, when the CDC changed the official definition at its website. Now they're saying, hey, after 5-6 months, the effectiveness against catching the disease is down to 20%. Now, COVID is a real serious disease. I mean, I will say again, younger, fitter men than me have been knocked for a loop by this virus. There's no question that this is a real thing that you got to take seriously. But it's also a fact that we don't know what the long-term effects of having messenger RNA creating spike proteins in your body is, because the vaccine hasn't been around long enough to collect any long-term data. And other peer-reviewed data shows that the threat to people under the age of 18 from the vaccine, that young men especially, are 6 times more likely to be hospitalized from vaccine side effects than from the COVID virus itself. So do your own research, pray for wisdom, and make your decisions accordingly. Topic number 3, kicking the can. That's what Congress does best. The debt ceiling has been raised until December. Senate Majority Leader and Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, got together on this deal, put together a vote Thursday night, 11 Republicans joining the Democrats to vote for cloture and the temporary extension of the debt ceiling, raised on a 50-48 vote. From here, the focus will turn back to negotiating over President Biden's fiscal agenda, and in particular, the stalemate inside the Democratic Party, where moderate Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema have said they're not going to vote for anything that exceeds $1.5 trillion. Progressives in the House of Representatives say they're going to tank the bipartisan infrastructure deal unless Manchin and Sinema agree to the $3.5 trillion social spending deal. Just remember, whenever government creates a new social spending program, it never ends. Getting them started is the thing. Topic number 2, court blocks Texas. A federal judge last Wednesday ordered Texas to temporarily suspend its new heartbeat abortion law, which bans the procedure at about 6 weeks of pregnancy, about the time you can detect a heartbeat in the growing fetus. U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman, Obama appointee, issued a preliminary injunction blocking the measure called Senate Bill 8 and accused Texas of pursuing an unprecedented and aggressive scheme to deprive its citizens of a significant and well-established constitutional right. Doesn't matter that original ruling on Roe v. Wade was a horrible decision. Evil, yes, but just horrible law in the way that they found a right to privacy apparently written in invisible ink inside the Constitution. Anyway, Texas Right to Life said it wasn't surprised by the ruling. Pro-choice advocates applauded the decision, but it's not clear if abortion clinics will actually begin performing the procedures again because they may fear being sued if the judge's temporary restraining order is overturned. Coming up, Don't take health advice you find in videos on TikTok. I'll explain why next on 5 and 10.
The Anasazi, very mysterious culture. Why would they need to build things, you know, 40, 50 feet up in the air? Why did they suddenly vanish and no one really knows what happens to them?
They were very mysterious because they appeared to have had some advanced knowledge regarding astronomical phenomena. And also, they disappeared. They suddenly disappeared from the Earth.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of the new documentary, The Great Delusion, at DefenderConference.com.
Call now and take advantage of Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. With the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ, your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, they call it dry scooping. This is really dumb. Doctors are warning against a popular but potentially deadly, underline potentially deadly, TikTok challenge favored by people who like to hit the gym for workouts, dry scooping. It's where you take protein powder that's supposed to be mixed with milk or water and consumed as a liquid, and you just eat the dry powder. A new study has found that dry scooping video demonstrations on TikTok have more than 8.2 million likes. TikTok mainly used by teen viewers, tens of millions of viewers. And by the way, we'll point out again that this is a Chinese-owned company. There's a reason Donald Trump wanted to force it to divest and be purchased by a Microsoft, almost wound up with it. Security issues, data collection, China, not our friends. Anyway, this pre-workout powder sold in canisters intended to be mixed with water or milk, but these TikTok videos showing people just eating the powder, following it with a slug of water. It's been causing heart issues, breathing problems. It's not something you want to try. Some of the people taking this TikTok challenge have been mixing it with energy drinks and alcohol instead of what's the recommended liquids on the canister. What's worse is that TikTok allows children as young as age 13 to set up an account. And of course, anybody can set up an account. You just lie about your age. But respiratory or cardiovascular distress or death, when you see side effects like that connected to something, avoid it. Again, respiratory or cardiovascular distress or death. Don't take health advice from TikTok videos. Well, we're just a few days away from launching our next virtual conference. SkyWatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown launches Friday, midnight Central Time. That's UTC-5 if you're elsewhere on planet Earth. But for 90 days thereafter, through January 15th, you can watch the video presentations in any order you like and as often as you like. And this includes the new documentary film, The Great Delusion, by award-winning filmmaker Josh Peck. That film featuring Chuck Missler, the late Chuck Missler, late Noah Hutchings, the late Chris Putnam. Interviews never before seen, as well as other experts like Nick Pope, L.A. Marzulli, Russ Dizdar, many others, Tom Horn, and yours truly, as Josh Peck and I co-authored the book on the UFO phenomenon, The Spiritual Forces Behind the UFO Phenomenon, back in 2017, The Day the Earth Stands Still. So that is part of this release, but others' presentations from those who've been researching this for quite a long time, L.A. Marzulli, Gary Bates, author of Alien Intrusion, Joe Jordan, the co-founder and president of CE4 Research Group, Close Encounters of the Fourth Time. Basically, he works with people who believe they're being abducted by extraterrestrials. It is a spiritual phenomenon. Find out more. You'll get a complete list of the speakers and a place to sign up as well online at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. Our tour of Israel, Search for the Travelers, the Wars of the Gods series of tours of Israel continues. We'll be there March 20th through April 4th. Again, we're keeping an eye on the travel situation in Israel and any restrictions that the Ministry of Tourism may impose. But here's the thing. Our colleagues at Lipkin Tours, Aaron Lipkin and his colleagues there, say, look, we understand. We understand. If you don't want to comply with a certain requirement for travel and you want your deposit back, no questions. So you can find out more about the tour. Our itinerary is like no other tour of the Holy Land. Gilgal, Rephaim, the Serpent Mound of Bashan, even just archaeological sites like Shiloh and the Altar of Joshua. Other tours will not visit those sites, but we do, and we hope you'll join us. You can find out more online, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Josh Peck and Dr. Ken Johnson have done remarkable research into what the ancient Essenes believed. That's the religious community that was at Qumran, the site there on the shore of the Dead Sea. What they saw coming prophetically in terms of the last age, the last era of this age, which begins, according to their calculations, in the year 2025, will make your head explode. Don't miss this series of broadcasts. You'll find our broadcast schedule for the weekly SkyWatch TV program online at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you add SkyWatch TV's app to Roku or Apple TV or download our free mobile app, you get all of our broadcast shows plus all of our video content, the new programs from SkyWatch TV, including the women's show Simply His, Return to Eden, the health program, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries. This week's broadcast, by the way, featuring an interview with Timothy Alberino about Memories of Atlantis. Don't miss those. And, of course, the mobile app's got the added bonus of important news the mainstream media wants you to miss and excerpts from Defender Publishing titles like Tom Horn has just released excerpt number 40, part 40, taken from Zeitgeist 2025. So you get the free mobile app. If you can't afford the book, get the mobile app, and you can read the releases as they come out right there on your smartphone or tablet. We've got links to the app stores for the various platforms, iOS, Android, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We have apps for each of those, and you'll find the links to those app stores at skywatchtv.com. The link is in the top menu bar there where it says mobile app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.